This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Progress.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom aleichem, baruch haboim. Welcome back to the Wednesday night shir, Parshas Emor. The shir on Sefer Vayikra are generously sponsored by Dr. Zakheim and Mishpachta, Lila Nishmas, Shom Eliezer ben Rabbi Yaakov Zakheim, Rivka Bas Tovia Halevi, Rabda ben Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi HaKoyen, Began Eden Te Menuchasam, they should be Melitza Yisharm for their whole family, Ad Bias Gal Tzedek. Tonight's shir is dedicated by my dear friend, Rabbi Hillel Goldstein. In honor of becoming a great-grandfather, Hashem should be Mevarechim with many, many more descendants, and he should be Zechel to be Magdal, all of them, the Torah L'chop L'masim Toivim. Okay, so tomorrow night, already is Lag Omer. The good news is you have 24 hours to make sure you're adequately prepared with the Sefer, Lag Omer, the fire and the soul. If you're going to make it to Lag Omer, great. Otherwise, you need to get this book, and then you could just stare at the cover and you could imagine yourself standing there. If you want to know, there are a lot of people in the picture here. If you want to know who's who, you're going to have to get the book and study who are these individuals on the cover. Once you have it, you might open it up and you might see something there that's interesting. Lag V'Omer, the fire and the soul, available where? At Better Sfarim stores near you. Okay, Parshas Emor, we have an amazing topic tonight. Also, we just came back from the visiting the Holy Chafetz Chaim. The next Sefer in the queue is Sefer Tzipisa Yeshua. If you saw some of the clips from the trip, great. Please take a look at the clip from the Chafetz Chaim. It's epic. On the Chafetz Chaim's kever are a list of all of his Sfarim, with a little space left for us to put in Tzipisa Yeshua. I'm already working on seeing if they could add that. Yeah. I found out who wrote it. So, but if anybody wants to be mishtatef, that is available. Okay, we have really an amazing topic tonight, something that is relevant to every single day of our lives, multiple times. The pasuk says, "V'lo yisechalelu Hashem kodshi," you should not desecrate my holy name. You should not be mechalel Hashem. V'nikdashti, and I will be sanctified, besoich b'nei Yisrael, amidst the Jewish people. Ani Hashem mekadeshchem. I am Hashem who sanctifies you. So first, we have the prohibition of chilul Hashem. Chilul Hashem. Contrary to popular opinion, where people think of chilul Hashem as if you take a wrapper and you throw it out the window, and they say, oh, look what, whether or not that is chilul Hashem, that's beyond the scope of tonight's shir. But that is not the fundamental category of chilul Hashem. Chilul Hashem means when you violate an avera for no benefit. Because you're saying Hashem's word doesn't have value. For example, we just came back from the Chafetz Chaim. Speaking Lashon Hara is a classic example of Chilul Hashem. You get nothing out of it. You get no money out of it. It doesn't make you healthier. You're just violating God's word because you decided to. That is the quintessential example of Chilul Hashem. Contrary to whatever you heard or thought about, that's what the Rambam says. Okay, what exactly is this mitzvah of v'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael? And I will be sanctified in the midst of b'nei Yisrael. That's the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Simply put, that if a Jew is asked to violate one of the cardinal sins, to serve idols, to commit murder, adultery, then they have to give up their life. That is the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Or if a Jew is asked to violate any sin publicly, they have to give up their life. Nobody should ever be put in that situation, but everyone has to be prepared that if ever put in that situation, they would be willing to sanctify the name of Hashem. But is there any regular way to be mekadesh shem shemayim? How do you do it? V'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. Says the Arizal in the Shar HaKavanos. You ready? Reb Chaim Vital. T'chavin l'kayim mitzvas asei achas. Have kavana to fulfill one mitzvah saseh, shenitztavinu bepasuk, v'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. I will be sanctified amidst the b'nei Yisrael. Wow, so here the Ari is saying that you should have kavana to be mekayim a mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush Hashem. How do you fulfill it? U'pershuhu b'zoyar b'parshas emar. The Zoyar, this week's parsha explains, b'raya mehemna, in the raya mehemna, shenitzchayavnu l'kadesh shemoy yisbarach, that we are obligated to sanctify the name of Hashem. Besoid, This is the essence of Kedushas Nakdishach V'Naritzach. When you say Kedusha, before you say Kedusha, you should have Kavana to Mekayim, the Mitzvah D'Oraisa of V'Nikdashti B'Soich B'nei Yisrael. V'Zesh Amar B'Soich B'nei Yisrael. You thought Kedusha is just something they do by Chazar Sashatz or on Shabbos. It's an opportunity for the Chazan to showcase the latest tune that came out. I'm sure this coming Shabbos, there will be many, many new songs. In my, when I was a kid, in the prehistoric age, a new song came out once every 5 years. Now, every 5.5 seconds, there's a new song that came out. You go to one of these platforms, they call it Shemechan Hashem 24/6. And now, by the way, you could watch the Shurim on 24/6 also, that you could do. But every, you can market, it's like the stock market, how often the new songs come out. I'm sure this Shabbos, you have a good chazan. If he's, you know, if he's not with the program, he'll be singing, I don't know what. No. The guy has to get his act together. He gotta step up the tunes, okay? So, I'm sure there'll be some new tunes that came out. And so most people in their mind, what's Kedusha? It's an opportunity to sing a new song. Says the Zohar HaKadosh, you're mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa v'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. Because this is something you can only do with a minyan. Ein davar shebekedusha pachus me'asara. Remez, now what exactly is Kedusha? Now the first thing we're learning is, it's an opportunity to be mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa of v'nikdashti. And you need to have that kavana in mind. Otherwise, you don't get the mitzvah. Mitzvah is trichas kavana. Especially if you never even heard that it is a mitzvah. If you weren't mechavin for it, you're not going to get the mitzvah. It's the mitzvah of v'nikdashti. Remez bazeh. It's alluding. Shet sarech ha'adam l'chavin. A person has to have in mind. Ki behamshichai ha'kedusha ha'elyoina eilav yisbarach. You need to draw the supreme holiness to Hashem. You sanctify Hashem. Kedusha is, you're sanctifying Hashem. Really? God says so. V'nikdashti, I will be sanctified. Kedusha is, you are sanctifying God. That's the mitzvah of v'nikdashti. And once you do that, shetimshoich olav b'chinas ha'kedusha ha'hi gam kein. After you sanctify him, he is going to sanctify you. Okay? So if you want to know, what is Kedusha? Kedusha is not, here, let's test my ability to recognize a tune to strange words, you know? The Chazan's going to sing a new tune. He's going to put it to Mim Kaimcha, and I'm going to try to figure out, is it Kabach? Is it Shweki? Is it from the 1800s? Is it from last week, you know? No. The mitzvah, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa taking place. The mitzvah is v'nikdashti. How does it, what is the mechanism? We are sanctifying Hashem, and we hope by sanctifying Him, it will bring Kedusha on us. V'yiskadesh ha'adam mikdushasoy yisbarach. And then man will be sanctified from the holiness of Hashem. V'zehu v'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. Shehim yiskadoshu. The Bnei Yisrael will be sanctified. Vehu and God, Yiskadi Shimam B'soicham, will be sanctified amidst them. Now,
how do we go from giving up your life to being to saying Kedusha? It's like,
well, you mean the simple understanding of the pasuk V'nikdashti is we sanctify God by showing that His word is the ultimate value, even more valuable than our life. When we show that the word of Hashem is more valuable even than our life, we're sanctifying Him because we're saying that He's more important than the most important thing there is in this world. That's us. But the Arizal is understanding another way to be mekayim this mitzvah is we sanctify Him, and he adds, thereby we are sanctified. Now, where exactly in Kedusha do you have this in mind? You would have thought, Kadosh, 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 says Arino. Umakoyim kabalasai el ha-kedusha azos. Now, probably, we're sanctifying him when we say, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. But he's sanctifying us He is sanctifying us when we say, Malay kal ha'aretz kavaydai. The whole world is full of His honor. He thereby reflects back the Kedusha to us. Okay? So there's a very big chiddush here. And that is, there are very few mitzvahs da'iraisa that you have the opportunity to be mekayim every morning. We've mentioned this a number of times. You have tzitzis, tefillin, berachas ha'Torah, kriya shema, avas Hashem and kriya shema, zechiras yitzias mitzrayim. That's it. Even though you're in shul for an hour, or however long you're in shul, there are only six mitzvahs da'iraisa. We've just added one more. A critical part of davening is kedusha, which, by the way, that behooves somebody to be able to daven with a minyan, otherwise you lose this opportunity. How else could you have kedusha? Those kedushas are not kedusha because you don't need a minyan, and v'nikdashi is only b'soich b'nei Yisrael. So it doesn't have the same status of, in other words, you're not mekayim the mitzvah da'iraisa, it seems like, by saying the other kedushas. That's what it seems like. Okay. Now, by the way, I read to you these words of the Arizal, but it's not so clear how to read them. And the way I was able to read them is by the way the Achronim quote this over. So, for example, the Ber Hetev. The Ber Hetev says that Tzorech Lechavein, the Ber Hetev is found in Siman Kuf Chafei, the Yoiser B'Kedusha L'Kadesh Es Hashem Yizrach. You need to have extra Kavana by Kedusha to sanctify Hashem. Kedei Sheyishra Olav Kedusha Malmala. In order to cause to reside Kedusha on Hashem from above. Okay, one second. Let's read that one more time. Tzorach lechavin b'yozuz lekadesh es Hashem. You need to have extra kavana to sanctify Hashem, kedesha yishra alav kedusha mamal, so that Hashem resides kedusha on you from above. So you sanctify Him, and then He sanctifies you. V'yechavin lekayim mitzvah sasei v'nekdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. Okay, so here the Ber Hetev brings down this Ari, Lahalacha, that one should be Mechamen to Mechamen Mitzvah Dairaisa when you say Kedusha. Reb Chaim Vital wrote a famous Sefer, Shari Kedusha. In Shari Kedusha, he brings down all the mitzvah sase that you have the opportunity to Mechayim in the morning. And he has a very interesting list. Take a look at number four, Shari Kedusha. Ve'elu hei mitzvah sase shel Torah. Here are the biblical mitzvahs you can be Mechayim in the morning. According to the Mefarshim and the Zohar. Number one, Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. That we do. The end of Kriya Shema. B'Parshat Tzitzis, day and night. To remember every day the Shabbos. By the way, when are we Mekayim the Mitzvah? To remember the Shabbos. So one way is when you say the Yom, yeah? Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, Hayom Yom Sheni B'Shabbos. Actually, that's not the designated time to remember the Shabbos. In Shema. The Magen Rambam says in Shema. When you say, in the third parasha of Shema, Uzechartem es kol mitzvos Hashem. That's the designated time. Either in Shema, that Shema is the designated time based on the Magen Rambam of the Ari, and if not in Shema, the Yom. Those are the two spots. Okay. Then, remembering Har Sinai every day. Remembering the Chet HaEgal. Remembering Miriam. Berchas HaTorah. Looking at tzitzis. Now this is interesting. Looking at tzitzis. Most moinei ha-mitzvahs do not count looking at tzitzis as a mitzvah, except for the Sefer Charedim. The Sefer Charedim was a contemporary of the Ari. Since tomorrow night is Lag BaOmer, we'll tell the famous story. The Sefer Charedim was the janitor in the shul of the Arizal. That's what he did. He was the janitor. So sometimes to get a janitor to give you a recommendation, it's pretty good. Okay, and one time on Lag BaOmer, the Ari pulled the Charedim into the circle to dance with him. So the people said, "Why are you dancing with the janitor?" And the Ari said, "Well, the Rashbi himself came down from Shemayim to dance with this individual. I will also." By the way, the Charedim wrote the following song: "Yidin Nefesh, Yidin Nefesh Ahav." He didn't write the tune. The tune is Yossi Green. The words are Yidid Nefesh of Harachaman. The words were written by Rebbe Lezer Azkiri. Fine. To do tshuva every day. Yiras Shamayim. When are you Mekayim Yiras Shamayim? When you say Karbanos. The Kavana to have when you say Karbanos is you're saying the Karbanos, you would like to bring them to show Yiras Shamayim. Also, when you say Psukah de Zimra, Psukah de Zimra, the Kavana is to have Yiras Shamayim. Avas Hashem, when you say Avas Olam, or when you say V'yahavta es Hashem Lekecha. The mitzvah d'oraisa of being mevarech Hashem. When do you mekayim that? In Yishtabach or Yotzer Ar, or Yotzer HaMa'oraisa. So let me just ask you one question. What do you mean the d'oraisa of being mevarech Hashem? Brachas are not d'oraisa. The answer is, the Shari Kedusha said these are the mitzvahs d'oraisa according to the Zohar. The Zohar says, Brachos are d'oraisa. We don't hold that way. Now, I'll tell you, in 1935, the Eretz Tzvi, you know the Eretz Tzvi is the Kuzhik Lover Goin. Kuzhik Lover Goin was the Mamala Makam of Rav Meir Shapiro and Yeshiva Chachmei Lublin. In 1935, Tafresh Sadi Hei, he visited Meiron. When he got to Meiron, he had the following chiddush, as recorded in Shal Shuvas Eretz Tzvi. Actually, very recently, somebody found in Shal Shuvas Eretz Tzvi, it's the only record I have of my great-grandfather, who is the last Rav of Sachachov. He has a tshuva written to the Eretz Tzvi in Shal Shuvas Eretz Tzvi. The Eretz Tzvi was his Rebbe in Sachachov. The Eretz Tzvi says when he got to Meiron, he had a kasha and a targum. The targum says on the pasuk. The pasuk says by the bracha of Naphtali. It says Naphtali ayala shlucha hanoisein imre shafer. So the targum says Naphtali's share will have beautiful fruits, and he'll be mevarech on the fruits. So the Eretz Tzvi has a kasha. The Targum is saying that the Pasuk means that Naphtali will make a bracha. That means the Pasuk is saying that they're brachas. That means brachas are da'iraisa, but brachas are only drabbanan. Otherwise, how could the Targum translate a Pasuk in Chumash that you make a bracha, but brachas are only drabbanan, yeah? So he said very simply, because where is Shevet Naphtali? Where is Meiron? Meiron is in Shevet Naphtali. Who's the Rav of Meiron? The Rashbi. The Rashbi holds brachas are da'iraisa. So we're in Chelek Naphtali, brachas are da'iraisa. So that's what I think the Shari Kedusha means. He's going lefi the Zohar. According to the Zohar, there's a mitzvah every day to make brachas. Okay. Then he says, every day there's a mitzvah da'iraisa that you would give up your life al Kiddush Hashem. Where do you have that in mind when you say Shema? You know, so you know, we always talk about when you say Shema, you should have a kavana that if ever put to the ultimate test, you would give up your life. But the Reb Chaim Vital is saying that kavana is a do'iraisa. We never had that before. In other words, there's a mitzvah do'iraisa every day to so to speak, commit that if ever put to the ultimate test, you would give up your life. And then he says, and the mitzvah do'iraisa of Likadi Shemai, sanctifying Hashem's name. When you say Nakdishach. So he also is going like the Ari, that when you say Kedusha, you're Mekayim a mitzvah d'oraisa. Yeah, not also. This is Nusach Ari. There are two Nuschais. There's Nusach Ari, and there's Nusach Ashkenaz. Yeah, so the Reb Chaim Vital definitely daven Nusach Ari. Yeah, so Nusach Ari, Nakdishach. Nusach Ashkenaz, Nekadesh Hashem Chaba'olam. You're Mekayim Mitzvah D'oraisa of Kiddush Hashem.
When you're saying Shema, you can't be Mekayim.
That's a different mitzvah, it seems like. It seems like there are two chalokim of the mitzvah. You know, it's interesting. Reb Chaim Falaji and the Pelayoyet says that when you say Kedusha, you should also have in mind to give up your life of Kiddush Hashem. But it doesn't seem like the Arizal saying that. The Arizal just says the statement alone is a form of Kiddush Hashem because you're sanctifying God. You see, you don't. It's Mashman Reb Chaim Vital that by Kedusha you're not mechaven that you'd give up your life al Kiddush Hashem. Okay. By the way, I just want to point out, the Chida in the Machzik Bracha also says, before you say Kedusha, be mechavein to mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa v'nikdashti. Ben Ishchai says, before you say Kedusha, nakdishach, be mechavein to mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa v'nikdashti. In the Sefer Avas Chesed, in the back of it is printed like an ethical will of one of the Bali Musar called Marganisa Tava. He says that Yizoher Ma'oid Ba'anias Kedusha Shehein Mitzvas Asei Da'oiraisa. Okay, fine. So we just quoted the Ari, the Bar Hetev, Reb Chaim Bital, the Chida, the Ben Ishchai, Marganisa Tava. They all say when you say Kedusha, should be Mechavin to Mekayim the Mitzvah Da'oiraisa of Kedusha. The problem is, have you ever heard of the mitzvah d'oraisa of saying Kedusha? Since when is Kedusha mitzvah d'oraisa? It's a mitzvah d'oraisa? Question, is Shemoneh Esrei a mitzvah d'oraisa? No. No. Right? We know the Ramban holds tefillah as the Rabbanon. The Rambam says davening once a day is a d'oraisa. But nobody would say davening Shemoneh Esrei is a d'oraisa. You don't have to daven. Or you could say Hashem, you're great, help me find parking today. And according to the Rambam, you're mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa. Today my tefillos were answered. I was driving to the shir, and the third spot for the young Israel was available, and I was going to back up on Peninsula. It was still going to be a pretty good spot. But then somebody pulled out of the first spot. So I went into the first spot. And David was standing there, he wanted to see. Am I going to take the third spot because I was already like pulling back? No, I came out of the parallel park and I went to park before. Because when I dive in for a parking spot, I meant the best parking spot. I didn't want to settle. Anyway, what's the name?
Shalom Esbas Noach Avram.
The learning tonight should be Leilei Nishmas Shalom Esbas Noach Avram. That's the first part. The first part is many achronim say when you're saying kedusha, you should be mechavein to be mekayim the mitzvah of kiddush Hashem. Yeah. But who ever heard that this is a mitzvah d'oraisa? So you say, well, wait a second. How do I know? You ever hear of the rule ein davar shebekdusha pachas me'asara? Everybody knows there's no matter of holiness could be said without 10 people. To lein, you need 10 people. To say Berchas Kohanim, you need 10 people. To say Baruchu Kaddish, you need 10 people. To say Kedusha, you need 10 people. Where do we learn that out? From the Gemara in Megillah, the Gemara in Brachas, makes a drasha. I'm Rav Chibar Abba, I'm Rav Yochanan. It says, V'nekdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael, called Davarship Kedusha, needs 10. How do I know that? It says, V'nekdashti b'soich. It says by Koirach, Hibadu mitoich ha'eda, and we know Eda is 10 because by the Meraglim it says, Ad Masai lo Eda hara, there were 12 Meraglim, take out Yeshua and Kalev, fine. So maybe Taka, Dvarm Shebe Kedusha, Ardai Raisa, they're learned out of Psukim. Is that possible? Is Kaddish Adai Raisa? Is Barchu Adai Raisa? Is Leining Adai Raisa? The Ran in Megillah says, take a look at number 9, Hani Mili Kulu, the last words, Asmachta Drabanan inhu. To say their tefillah gufa Drabanan. This limud that you need 10 people for a Davar Shebekdusha is Drabanan. Because the whole davening is Drabanan. You can't say davening is Drabanan and Dvarm Shebekdusha Adai Raisa. It's an Asmachta. It's a Drabanan that you need 10 people for Dvarm Shebekdusha. Baruchu is a Drabanan. Kedusha is a Drabanan. Now, yeah, but the Arizal, and by the way, the Zohar I want you to see is on this week's parasha in number 12. V'loy sechalu Hashem kachi, v'nekdashti b'soich v'neisa, pekuda da, this mitzvah, l'kadsha le b'chol yoyma, is to sanctify him every day, l'salka kedushase mitata le'ela, to cause to rise his kedusha from down below to above, kama diiu kadisha leelu, just like he's holy above, ad sol kedushase laavan ubenin, until he sends the kedusha back down. Basically, the Zohar is saying there's a mitzvah d'oraisa. You sanctify God, and then God sanctifies you. By the way, I found in the Shvilei Pinchas Tavshin Ayin Aleph, he says that this addition, that after you sanctify Hashem in Kedusha, He sanctifies you. Where does the Zohar get it from? from the end of the pasuk. V'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. Why? Ki ani Hashem mikadishchem. I am God who sanctifies you. So it seems like it's machlokes the mikubalim and the rishonim. The mikubalim, the Ari, the Ber Hetev, Reb Chaim Vital, the Chida, the Ben Ishchai, they all say that kedusha is a mitzvah d'oraisa. But all the poskim say it's a drabanan. The Ran in Megillah says clearly, tefillah itself is a drabanan. So how could dvarm shebe kedusha be a d'oraisa? It's only a drabanan. So you have a machlokes between the mikubalim and the rishonim. Who are you going to follow? Who are you going to follow? What do you do if you have a machlokes poskim against mikubalim? So Chassidim often follow the mikubalim. Many Sfardim of the those who follow Ben Ishchai would follow the mikubalim, and Bnei Yeshiva always follow the poskim, and those who follow Rabbi Avadya follow the poskim. The Rabbi Avadya Sfardim are in that sense like those who follow Mishneh Berurah, and the Ben Ishchai camp who follow the mikubalim, that's sort of more like the approach of the Chassidim. I always follow the halacha, the poskim. That's how Rabbi Avadya presents this dilemma. In the Yalkut Yosef, he quotes the Sefer Halichas Olam. He says that even though in the Ben Ishchai, he says that Kedusha is a Doraisa, and it comes from the Zohar HaKadosh, that one should be mechavin before they say Kedusha, it's Doraisa. Says the Rabbi Avadya, the poskim say it's a drabanan. The Ran in Megillah says that it's only asmachta ba'alma. Tosfos in Bracha says tefillah and dvarim shebekedusha drabanan. The Rosh says it's a drabanan. Ein lahem ikar min haTorah. So the poskim say anias dvarim shebekedusha is midrabanan. Rashi in the Sefer Ha'ira says we don't find nowhere in the whole Shas does it say answering kedusha. Doesn't say a word about Kedusha and Shas. See, now it's a Doraisa. There's no Pasuk. There's no Gemara. And now it became a Doraisa? It's very beloved. You need 10 people, but it's not a Doraisa. In Eretz Yisrael, Tosfos in Sanhedrin says they only said Kedusha on Shabbos. They didn't say it during the week. Oh, I thought it's a Doraisa. Therefore, Rabbi Avadya concludes, when you say Kedusha, just have in mind to mekayim the mitzvah of Kedusha. Don't formally think in your mind the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kedusha. Don't formally think in your mind the mitzvah d'rabbanan of Kedusha. Just have in mind the mitzvah of Kedusha, and God will decide what the status the mitzvah has. Okay? So think about how Rabbi Avadya is presenting this. All the mekubalim say Kedusha is d'oraisa. Therefore they say you should be mechavin to mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kedusha. The poskim say that Kedusha has no basis mid'oraisa. What do you do if you have a machlokes? You usually follow the poskim. But therefore Rabbi Avadya's recommendation is just be mechavin to mekayim the mitzvah of Kedusha without deciding in your mind what the mitzvah is. By the way, this is somewhat analogous to, but not exactly analogous to, those who say Hinei Mukhar Mezuman of Sfiras HaOmer. So some say, you know, the text says Mitzvah Saseh, which is a problem. How in the world could you say the word Mitzvah Saseh? It's only a Drabanan. In fact, when you say Harachmanu Yachso Elan Abayis Mekzunas, you're saying, I know it's only Drabanan, one day I hope it's a Daraisa. Most poskim say you cannot say the words Mitzvah Saseh. I take out the word Aseh. It's a contradiction, Menei Obey. So I just say mitzvahs sfiras ha'omer. Now I don't have to say it. You could think it. You don't have to say it, especially if you don't say l'shem yichud. But now the Rambam holds it's d'oraisa, but almost nobody agrees with the Rambam that it's d'oraisa, including the rest of the nusach of the sfira that says harachaman. Here we have the mekubalim say kedusha is a d'oraisa. The poskim say it's a d'rabbanan. Therefore, Yaakov Yosef also says, some say before kedusha you should be mechavin to mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa. The Mekubalim say this. The Rishonim say it's only Midrabanan and it's Asmachta. The Iker Halacha is not like the Mekubalim, like the Rishonim, Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef says. Therefore, before Kedusha, have Kavana to Mekayim the Mitzvah of Kedusha, and don't determine in your mind. God knows what it is. You don't have to tell him whether it's Dairais or Rabban. Okay? That's the psak of Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef quoting Rabbi Avadia. The nafkamina is whether you should think the Mekayim the Mitzvah da Iraisa MS or not MS.
Because on all mitzvahs, you're not, like, even the sixth, right? You're not having mitzvahs that say, like,
you want to know, let's say, when you put on tefillin, is it better to think the mitzvah da Iraisa of tefillin or just the mitzvah? You definitely can think the mitzvah da Iraisa. But I don't know that that's mandated or required, right? It doesn't say anywhere you have to. It doesn't say anywhere that in the world of mitzvot zichus kavana you also need to mechavin the level of it. Dairaisa, derabanan. But here, it would be wrong to be mechavin dairaisa according to those who say it's only derabanan.
You then have to shorten your shmona esrei to make sure that you speed up.
Now, you want to know if Kedusha is so important that it's a Dairaisa, should you speed up your Shemayna Esrei to be able to get to Kedusha? The Bir Halacha seems to say that you should. The Ben Ish Chai doesn't, the Ben Ish Chai, for I'm not sure why, says it's okay. I think because you stop, you listen, and Shemaya Ka'ina. So it's not like you're losing it completely. You know, you still get it, although it's, you know, how to what level are you accredited with it? You know, the Balei HaTosfos ask Miman of Shach, if Shomei Ka'ina, then you're being mafsik in Mil Shmoneh Esrei, and if Shomei is not Ka'ina, so some say the lumdus of Shomei Ka'ina is it's not like you said it. The lumdus of Shomei Ka'ina is when I listen to what you're saying, I'm accredited with what you say. I didn't say it. It's not a half-say. I didn't say it. I could cash in on what you said, okay? You know, Afar ani tachas raglai Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef v'aviv maran hagoin. But it's very difficult for me to think that the mekubalim here who say it's a mitzvah saseh d'iraisa are arguing with all the Rishayim. What all the Rishayim hold, it's not a d'iraisa. And Rav Chaim Vital, and the Ari, and the Chida, and the Ben Ish Chai, and the Marganisa Tava, they all hold it is a Dairaisa, not like any of the Poiskim, but I'm going to make this worse. Because, how long ago? 3 days ago, I visited Rabbi Yisrael Meir Kagan, the Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim wrote a Sefer Taras Habayis, and in Taras Habayis he says, Hine choiv gadol al kol ish likbaya tfilasai shalosh pam bayom beveis haberesh. There's a great obligation for every Jew to establish himself 3 times a day in the Beis Medrash, b'roiv am, with another 10 Jews. It's a chiyuv from the Shulchan Aruch and the Paiskim. And even today in our days, leman higdil kvoid shemai, you're bringing honor to God. Uledas hazoyhar mekaymin bazeh kishaimrim kadesh ukedusha mitzvah sasei shovenikdashti. Now here, I didn't even realize this. He adds, when you say kadesh, you're also mekaymin mitzvah d'iraisa. The only thing is, he says according to the zoyhar. So you say, okay, but maybe all the rishonim argue. But if you look in the Mishnah Berurah paskins halacha l'maisa, tzarech lechavein b'yoyser b'kedusha, lekadesh es Hashem. And by the way, the Mishnah Berurah is the most clear about the mechanism of kedusha. In all the mekubalim, it's very hard to read what the mechanism is. Mishnah Berurah says explicitly, have kavana to sanctify Hashem, uvizchus zeh, yashra olav Hashem yizbarach, kedusha momala. God will cause kedusha to rest on you. V'yichavein l'kayim ha-posuk, v'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. Doesn't that sound to you like it's a d'oraisa? If it was only an asmachta, the Mishnah Berurah would say, to be mechavein, to mekayim the asmachta? No. So that means the Mishnah Berurah is going like the Ari, against all the poiskim. Everybody knows the Mishnah Berurah established the rule that the Rishonim against the poiskim, you follow, I'm sorry, the Rishonim against the Mekubalim, you follow the Rishonim, you follow the poiskim. And here the Mishnah Berurah is going, meaning according to Rabbi Avadia, the way he sets it up, all the Mekubalim say, you're Mekayim a Mitzvah D'oraisa when you say Kedusha, and the poiskim say it's only the Rabbanon, therefore Rabbi Avadia's Eitzah is, just have in mind to Mekayim the Mitzvah of Kedusha. Yeah, but the Mishnah Berurah, whose rule is we always follow the poiskim, he says, have kavana to mekayim the d'oraisa of inikdashti. But what about the fact that all the Rishonim say it's only the Rabbanan? So, I think we have to say a different approach than Rabbi Avadia. If lulei de mistafina, if we're allowed to do that, the Stechemed says something very interesting. Stechemed is talking about the mitzvah of tefillah, the mitzvah of kaddish, the mitzvah of kedusha, and he says, for sure, it's all d'rabbanan. The Torah never obligated a person to daven Shemoneh Esrei. The Torah never obligated you to say kaddish, and the Torah never obligated you to say kedusha. And if you don't say any of them, you're not violating a d'oraisa. You're only violating a d'rabbanan. But when you do daven, and you daven b'tzibur, and you say kedusha, and you say kaddish, you're mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa, v'nikdashti. V'nikdashti does not demand that you say kedusha every day. There's no chiyuv d'oraisa to say kedusha. The Rabbanan were the ones who said you should do it. But when you do it, you're fulfilling the mitzvah d'oraisa. In the Torah it says, v'nikdashti, I should be sanctified. So if you sanctify God, barabim, you're fulfilling a mitzvah d'oraisa. If you don't put on tefillin, you're violating a d'oraisa. If you don't remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, you're violating a d'oraisa. If you don't say kedusha, you're not violating a d'oraisa. But if you do say kedusha, you're mekayim a mitzvah sase d'oraisa. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah writes, and all the poiske and all the mekubalim say that before you say kedusha, have in mind to be mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa of kedusha. All the rishonim say it's only midrabanan. It's only a chi of midrabanan. But once you do it, you're fulfilling a d'oraisa. No question, you're fulfilling a d'oraisa. There are many, many things like that where the Torah doesn't demand of you, but when the rabbanan do demand of you, and when you do it, you're fulfilling a d'oraisa. You understand this guideline, this parameter, this concept? The Torah. What?
Tzitzit. If you're wearing a four-cornered bag, then you have to.
Okay, somewhat, because if you are wearing a four-cornered garment, the Torah demands you put on tzitzis. Let's say I'm wearing a four-cornered garment. Who tells me to put strings on? Torah says, not the Rabbanan. If I have nothing on, the Rabbanan say, put on a four-cornered garment with strings on it. Okay? And then when I do, I'm fulfilling a d'oraisa. So it's somewhat, but not fully, because if I do put on a four-cornered garment, the Torah demands that I put on tzitzis.
More like matzahs, eating matzahs on the third, fourth day.
According to the Gra, maybe. Not everybody says that there is a kiyum of... You see, there, it's not exactly similar either. Because there, on the third, fourth day, the Rabbanan don't demand of you to eat matzah. The Rabbanan say, do whatever you want. If you do, you're mekayim d'oraisa. What? There are not so many other examples. That's what I'm saying. Do you understand the parameter? You understand the concept? There are certain things the Torah doesn't demand of you. The rabbis say you should do it. When you do it, you're fulfilling a d'oraisa. That's the first step. I would prefer to say like that than the way the Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef says it, that it's a machloikas. And therefore, the best course of action to do is just have in mind you're doing the mitzvah of v'nikdashti, and God will decide what it is. because the reason is that, you know, the Mishnah Berurah is siding with the Ari, and the Mishnah Berurah would never side with the Ari if it's against all the Paiskim. That would be against his policy. So it would have to be that in the world of the Mishnah Berurah, he doesn't feel it's a contradiction that the Mekubalim say to be Mechavein, to Mekavein Mitzvah D'Oraisa, even though all the Rishonim say it's only a Mitzvah D'Rabbanan. The Rabbanan are the ones who say you have to say Kedushin. If you don't, you're violating a D'Rabbanan. But if you do, you're Mekayim a D'Oraisa. Do you understand such a concept? Only the rabbis say to do it. The Torah doesn't say you have to do it. Once you do it, you're fulfilling a Mitzvah D'Oraisa of an Ikdashti. There's another step over here. The second step I saw, I can't remember which sefer I saw it in, a Ritva in Masechta Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara, Masechta Rosh Hashanah, darshins from Psukim that you have to say in Rosh Hashanah, Malchiyo Zechorena Shefaris. Yeah? Is saying Malchiyo Zechorena Shefaris a Dairaisa? Question. Is saying the body of the Shemona Esrei and Rosh Hashanah a Dairaisa? Of course not. Of course not. Ha? What, saying Malchiyo Zechorena, the 10 Psukim of Malchiyo Zechorena Shefaris are Dairaisa? No. The Gemara darshins is from Psukim. What do you mean? So what does that mean? It's an asmachta ba'alma. You know what an asmachta is? That it's not that the psukim are saying that. It's that it's a hint, right? It's a hint. It's a hint. I don't have a watch. What time is it? Okay. So it's an illusion. But the lashon of the Gemara is, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Imru Lefanai Malchiyoy Zechronos V'Shefaris. God says, say Malchiyos, Zechroinos, and Shefaris. So the Ritva is bothered. What do you mean God says? It's only a smachta ba'alma. A smachta means the rabbis made it up and they found a hint in the pasuk. Probably when you're in yeshiva, when the Rebbe explained what does a smachta ba'alma mean, means that the Chachamim legislated it and they hinted it in the pasuk. The Ritva says, it's apikarsos. Yishtaka chas v'sholoim, yishtaka hadavar, v'lo ye'omer, shazu das minosi. If you say asmachta means a hint, it's heresy. You know what asmachta means? Asmachta means when you read the pasuk, you see that God is saying it's worthy to do this. He's not saying he's demanding it of you. He's saying that it's a worthwhile thing to do. Asmachta doesn't mean the rabbis invented it and they hinged it on the pasuk. Asmachta means that with a discerning, careful reading of the pasuk, we determine that the Torah is saying this is the correct thing to do. So it's rooted in the Torah. According to that, even though the Ran says, v'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael, that saying Kedusha is only a drabanan because asmachta ba'alma, yeah, it's right, it's asmachta ba'alma, but you're still fulfilling the pasuk of v'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. V'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael is not, okay, the rabbis made it up and then they made up a good Dvar Torah to help you remember it, like a remez. It's not a remez. It's, instead of saying it outright, what it's doing is, it's worthy for you to do this. So in other words, this adds to what the Stei Chemed is saying. The Rabbanan were the ones who said, you have to say Kedusha. When you do say Kedusha, you're Mekayim a Dairaisa, which Dairaisa of Vinikdashti. And actually, a careful reading of the words Vinikdashti indicates that the Torah is saying it is worthy to do this. Not outright, it's not saying you have an obligation, but the Torah is expressing and revealing that this is the proper thing to do. By the way, just as an aside, the Mishnah Berurah brings, when you say Kedusha and you say Kadosh, 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 or Baruch Avayit, you should look heavenward. God has no more nachas ruach than when you look up. When you say the words Kadosh, 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 and Baruch Kavod Hashem Emkayim. Now, let's end with this segment. What exactly are we doing when we say Kedusha? What does it mean we're sanctifying, we're sending sanctification up and thereby the whole world, thereby we hope to become holy. You know, it's very interesting. They say over from Reb Chaim Brisker, we say, Nekadesh Hashemcha Ba'olam, Kishem Shemakdish Shemaysoi B'Shmei Marayim, Kagzoi Yenvecha, V'kara Zeh El Zeh V'yamar, Kadosh 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 Hashem Tzvakois, Meloi Chala Aretz Kavaydai. And then what do we say? What are the next words? Right, we say, Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzvakos, Meloi Chala Aretz Kavaydai. What are the next words? The next words are Luma Sam. Yeah, we say, Nekadosh Shem Chabalam, Shem Shem Magdisim, Hashem Shem Kakasu, and Yechav Karazel, Zev Yamar, Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzvakos, Meloi Chala Aretz Kavaydai.
Luma Sam Shem Kavaydai.
Liyum Asam, thank you. Baruch Yomeru, Baruch Kevoid, Hashem Mimakaymai. Who's Lu'um Asam? Who's Lu'um Asam? So, Lu'um Asam Baruch Yomeru. What does this mean? So we all know the Gemara says that from B'nikdashi, B'sach B'nei Yisrael, all Dvarm Sheh B'kedusha cannot be less than 10 people. So the question is, if Ein Dvarm Sheh B'kedusha Pachas Me'asara, how in the world do the Malachi Asharis say Kedusha? They don't have a minion. So they have 10 Malachim. Malachim are not mitzdarif to a minion. The answer is, they need Jews. So the Malachim need to wait for us to say Kedusha in order for us to say Kedusha. Like the Pasuk says in Daniel, Baron Yachad Koich Veboiker, together, the stars in the morning, they join us when Vayoriu Kol B'nei Yisrael. So it means like this. The Malachi Ashores have no capacity to say Kedusha. So we say like this. Kevoidoi Malei Oilam Misharsav Shayalim Zela Zeh. The Malachim ask, Aye Mikoyim Kevoidoi. Where is the place of his honor? Where do we honor him? What does that mean, where do we honor him? The Malachim have a problem. They're now to say Kedusha. They don't have a minion. Where's the minion? Le'umasam, opposite the minion of Jews, Baruch Yomeru, they're able to say Kedusha. And then they say, Baruch Kavad Hashem Kaimai. Le'umasam Baruch. Ah, so in those who daven Nesuch Sfard, this is explicit. Keser, Yidnul Chashem Alkein, Malachim Hamoinei. Hamoinei. What does Hamoinei mean? A multitude. What is a multitude? A multitude is individuals, a lot of individuals who have no combination. Who would you say are many that cannot combine? Malachim. Malachim Hamoinei Mala. When do they say Kedusha? Imam Chayisrael Kivutse. What's a kibbutz? Group of people that are combined. When do they do it? Yachad! They can only do it yachad, but they can't do it by themselves. Okay. That's what they say in the name of Reb Chaim. Many ask, what? If the Malachim need a minion, so then they don't have one. Also, why do Malachim need a minion? They all of a sudden have to keep the Torah. And for them also, they can only say Kedusha with a minion. That's a halacha for Malachim. We were just by Reb Chaim Volozhiner. Nefesh HaChaim. In Volozhin. Reb Chaim Volozhiner has the following philosophical question. Who is greater, an angel or a person? Who's greater, a malach or an adam? So the Nefesh HaChaim says, interestingly, the malachim are greater. There is no question angels have a greater capacity to understand, appreciate, and recognize the wisdom and the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there's a very important dimension that man is greater than an angel. And that is man is what we call an olam katan. Man encompasses the entire universe. So in you, we've said many times, in you are all the animals. All the animal. Remember when we had the shira on Parak Shira? The whole animal kingdom is inside man. The clouds are inside man, meaning the power, the sun is inside man. The moon is inside man. But there's a very important idea that this universe, when I say universe, means all of creation consists of many, many worlds. We have this world, Olam HaTachtoin. We have Yetzira. we have Bria, we have Atzilus. Each world has many, many parts to it. And it is the job of man to elevate and to sanctify all the worlds. Even though all you see is, hey, I live down here in this world. I paint my house so I could affect this world. I vacuum my house so I could affect this world. But man is hooked into the entirety of all of creation. All of the millions of olamos, man is plugged into. How is man, but the angels are not plugged into. You know why man is plugged into it? Because man encompasses all of creation. Man is a microcosm of all of creation. So when man engenders sanctity, he is sanctifying the world above him and 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 above him, all the way till the Kisei HaKavod and God, and then Ribbono Shel Olam in turn sanctifies man. But angels can't do that. Do you know why angels are called Oimdim? So the elementary explanation why angels are called Oimdim is they can't rise up. They can't elevate themselves and they can't lower themselves. They can't elevate themselves with mitzvahs and they can't lower themselves. But that's the simple pshat. The deeper explanation of why a malach is called an oimed is man has the capacity to elevate all of the worlds of creation because man encompasses all the worlds. An angel does not encompass anything. An angel is just one particular creation and power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When an angel does something, its effects are limited to that. When man does something, when a Jew sins, has an improper thought, he creates destruction in all the olamos. Now, when we're saying Kedusha, we're literally elevating all the billions of worlds, sanctifying the entire creation. Reb Chaim Volozhiner writes in brackets, maybe that's where the Minog Yisrael comes from, that we raise ourselves up when we say Kedusha. Otherwise, what in the world are we doing? Why are we doing that? Did you ever even think, why am I doing that? No, you know you never thought about it. You know it didn't even dawn on you. And you know you never thought about why you go like this, right? And I'm here to tell you, don't do it. It has no basis. You're not supposed to do it. Karazeh, Elzeh, the Amar. Where did you make that up from? You made them up? No, you can't do it. It's not Ashkenazim, not Sfardim, not Hasidim, not Ukrainians, not Georgian Jews, not Moroccan Jews. No, you don't do it. There's no basis for it. You just raise yourself up when you say Kadosh, 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 and Baruch Havayit. Even Rabbi Avadya said, you don't do it. Anyway, now that I got that out, the Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner says that maybe the idea of Kedusha is man encompasses all the billions of olamos. Now, some angels, this is very interesting, there's something called Srafim. Srafim are expert on Kadosh. All they know how to do is say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Oifanim and Chayos, they're expert in Baruch Kavod Hashem Kaimai. But Srafim can't say Baruch Kavod. And Oifanim and Chayos can't say Kadosh because they're specialists. Man encompasses all powers of creation. Man says Kadosh and man says Baruch Kavod. That's why, we allude to this. We allude to this in Shachris when we say, Vayifanim, V'chayis HaKodesh, Baruch Shalom, Misnasim, Liyum HaSerafim. The Serafim said, Kadosh! They said, no, 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 shh, quit it with the Kadosh. We're saying, Baruch Kavod Hashem HaMakayimai. Man says both, because man encompasses all powers. Says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, that's what the Gemara means, that the angels do not have Rishus to sing Shira until Klal Yisrael sings Shira. Look in Perek Yud Aleph, number 17. V'zehu atam shamalochem hamakdishim b'shmei morayim mamtinim milashalish kedushasam arachar shonu mishalashim kedushal mata. They wait until we do, even though shekedushasam lamala mikedushaseinu. They're not being polite. Loy shehem cholkim kavlisa. They're not honoring us. Elo she'ein b'koicham b'yicholtam klal mitzad atzmam liftoyach pihem lahakdish liyotzram ad aliyas kol kedushas Yisrael aleihem amata, until we do it first. Let me just explain. They're not honoring us. by waiting for us. They're incapacitated. What are they going to do? Send up holiness? Angels can't send up holiness because angels are plateaued. They cannot effectuate any ramifications in any world other than where they are. So their Kedusha has no meaning. They have to wait for us to start saying the Kedusha, which sends up Kedusha higher and higher and higher, and then they could, so to speak, say, yeah, whatever that was, we agree. And some of them say we agree with the Kadosh, because they're Kadosh experts. Some of them say we agree with the Baruch. But in terms of the complete gamut of what we're accomplishing in Kedusha, they're not able to do that. So, Inyan Amiras HaKedusha Hu Ha'aloas Ho'ilamas Viskarusham. It's elevating the world, tying them together, each world to the world above it, to add Kedusha until Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, and then the Ribbono Shel says he sanctifies us. And that's the fulfillment of the pasuk in this week's parsha, V'nekdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. That's the great mitzvah of Kedusha, that Klal Yisrael is, so to speak, hooked into all the various olamos, where we sanctify them, and thereby we're zoicha ani Hashem mekadoshchem. And indeed, according to the Mishnah Brura, you could be mechaven to mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa, because even though the Torah doesn't obligate you, once you do it, you're fulfilling a pasuk in Chumash. You're fulfilling a mitzvah in the Torah, especially in light of the idea that even an asmachta is still a revelation of the ratzon of the Torah. Tomorrow night, everyone's invited. We're having a major hilula to Rashbi. If you thought that the fire in Lag BaOmer in Meron is big, if you thought that was a big event, wait till you see what's going on in the backyard on Oakland Avenue tomorrow night. Everybody is cordially invited. We're going to have a madura and a shir, and Be'ezus Hashem, we should all be zoicha after the first 32 days of the Omer, the Lev, we should be zoicha to last 17 days, toiv, until the great day of Shavuos, Habalino toiv. Ashkoich, everyone.
Amen. Thank you.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.